response to Steph's question and walked away from the noise of a busy Seraph's burlesque club, down the hallway towards the cold storeroom out the back of the bar. Londoners had embraced being allowed to go back to the pub with a vengeance. If people had ever doubted Londoners' love for a drink with friends, there was no doubt now. The club scene thrived, and most people weren't fussed about having to show their digital vaccination card before entering, because at least they could get out of their bloody homes. Yolanda and Helen were one of the most popular acts, with many regulars who would need refreshments after their set. Their modern neo-burlesque style, with Helen in top hat and tails, while Yolanda wore frilly summer frocks, quickly became an act of bondage as they revealed the leather corsets and steampunk chains underneath. Crowds loved them. Each layer of their dance had wide appeal, especially with the groups of young men who fetishized lesbians. Ah well. Burlesque was all about the tease, and those young men spent a good amount of money every evening. Reiko, like all the staff here, was adept at ignoring that nonsense. And while they were the worst part of the crowd, there were many others who genuinely loved watching two women kiss. People like Reiko, who could only be free to be herself here at Seraph's. Was it really freedom if she kept secrets wherever she went? Her family didn't know about this part of her life, and her friends had no clue who her family was, and her PhD supervisor knew nothing about her at all. Reiko picked up the box of expensive craft beer bottles from the cold store and made her way along the narrow corridor past the dancers' dressing rooms back to the bar. A wail rang out from one of the dressing rooms, and she paused to listen. If she had to bet, she'd guess the hysterical sobs came from Yolanda, although that made zero sense because she'd bounced in here happy to be back on stage with Helen. Yolanda, being upset, was so out of character that Reiko almost dropped the case of beer she carried. Reiko loved Yolanda's enthusiasm for life. During the hardest parts of the lockdown, Yolanda's joie de vivre had kept them all from the pits of despair over the plight of the world. She placed the beer on the floor and leaned against the wall, ready to help.
"You can't let her bad choice ruin your act."
The calm voice from Seraph's owner, Beth, belied her words. "Whose bad choice? Helen's?"
"But she's gone. Forever. I loved her,"
Yolanda sobbed, each word cutting at Reiko's heart. Helen had quit dancing? Reiko gasped. Not just quit dancing. By the sound of Yolanda's anguish, Helen must be injured or even dead. Gone. That's what Yolanda said. Reiko wanted to rush in there and wrap Yolanda up in a big hug, but she scoffed at herself. Yolanda's relationship wasn't her business. Reiko was just the kitty who picked up all the discarded costumes and did all the awful jobs no one else wanted. She was everyone's shoulder to cry on, their friend when needed, and the quiet one who everyone ignored when they didn't need her. Damn, she sounded bitter. A little unrequited admiration for Yolanda shouldn't unbalance her like that. She chose this job and she loved it here. She leaned down to pick up the beers and get back to work.
"Get on stage and prove her wrong. She left and you can do this without her."
Beth's sharp tone cut through Yolanda's sob. It stopped Reiko mid-bend. How catastrophic of her to assume Helen was dead. She'd quit. Like Beth said, Helen had made a bad choice. What dreadful timing. Reiko wanted to say that she'd never liked Helen anyway, but it wasn't true. Helen could be a pain in the arse at times, but she was usually nice to everyone. The reality was that Reiko had always been jealous of Helen. Helen who got to kiss Yolanda and go home with her after the show. Helen who had amazing tits and a glamorous body. Serenity Busts was Helen's stage name, and her Christmas special, where she'd pole dance to a remix featuring the famous Seinfeld Serenity Now joke, had been one of their most popular online shows.
"Come on, wash your face. Let's do your makeup, and then you can go out there and slay the crowd. Give them the show of your life. And afterwards, Reiko or Steph will make you a drink. You can cry later."
Beth's no-nonsense approach must have worked because there were no more sobs. A guilty flush tracked over the back of Reiko's neck. She shouldn't have heard any of that. It was none of her business. She picked up the case of beer and hustled back to the bar.
"What took you so long?" Steph looked a bit stressed.